93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. If you've been out on a great date, you've done the legwork to get that date, you think everything is going good, you go out on the date, you still think things are good, then you don't get a call back, then you call or email us, and you happen to be on Second Date Update.
It's a very disturbing reality.
It is.
Dating sucks.
But we may be able to help the situation like we're going to do this morning with Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for emailing our show and being on Second Date Update. So you went on a great date. Is that right?
Yeah, we met online, like I guess everyone does these days. We were talking for a bit. We went back and forth and decided to meet in person and go out on a date. We went to Jade's Coffee, and then we went to the Tenny Locks and watched the lake for a bit.
Nice. A nice Madison afternoon.
It was fun, you know. I thought we had a great time. We talked, you know, conversation was great. There was hardly a lull in conversation. But now she won't call me back.
And she is who? What's the girl's name that you
Jen. Went
to? Jen.
Her name is Jen. Jen.
Okay.
You might need that information.
You just kept saying she, but that's good though. So you and Jen hooked up, it was good, and you can't think of anything during your date where you were like, well, I shouldn't have talked about this, or politics is tough right now. Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. It's not like we came, you know, started on politics and I was just throwing out random stuff. No, the date went well, man. It was exactly what you'd think it could happen.
Yeah. All right. So, Madison, you're on the lakes, you're at the locks, it's good, and did you guys kiss at the end? Did you hold hands? I mean, how was the romantic part of the afternoon?
Yeah, we held hands and we kissed and you know, we ended the night with a hug, which I thought was nice. But it went really, I thought it went really well.
All right. So you had a kiss earlier, but then you ended with a hug.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that seems good, right?
Be respectful.
Yeah, no, obviously, if you're already kissing, it just seems weird that we're in and out. But it doesn't matter. We don't have to ask questions because we're going to get to the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. Eric, don't say anything. We're going to call Jen right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of what's going on, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, here we go. Second Date Update.
Hello.
Hey, looking for Jen.
Hi, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
It's Marco and Krista. We're broadcasters on a station called 93.1 Jams.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, honey.
We're good. Actually, we're doing a segment on our show, Jen, called Second Date Update. It's where you've been out with somebody and they leave the date thinking that it's amazing and they'll get a call back, only they don't get a call back, and then we try to figure out what's going on. And so we're calling you today in regards to Eric.
Do you remember him?
Remember big old E, Eric?
Yeah.
His friends call him E.
Yeah.
we were wondering what's going on. Like, I know you had a good date, and it sounded like a lot of fun.
Yes, it was actually a good date. But the problem was he was acting like we were, like, together, you know, for like 2 months or something. He was acting like we had been like an already official couple and it was only our first date.
So how
talking about marriage and talking about commitment and you know what would happen if we moved in together
slow your roll. So you got a stage 5 clinger is what happened.
It's a shame.
Not that bad.
There
he is.
He was very sweet.
Oh, no. There he is.
Oh, there he is. Hi,
Eric. Oh,
wasn't
it hurt? There he is.
Hold on. Jen, I do have to tell you, Eric's with us.
What woman doesn't want a guy who's thinking about marriage? I'm not saying it has to happen tomorrow, but.
Yeah.
You know.
In Eric's defense, you hear this all the time from girls. Like, there's no good guys left. No one wants a committed relationship.
Where are all these good guys? Yes.
So then here's kind of a good guy that's kind of getting screwed a little bit, and then we all think to ourselves, what are we supposed to do? It's not your fault, Jen, but Eric, you might be coming on a little too much. I think that's what she's saying. Like, whoa,
I was just talking about the possibility, you know?
Wow.
I'm thinking down the road. I didn't mean it had to happen tomorrow.
Obviously, but still, you don't talk about that on the first date. That's just creepy.
I have to give that to you.
Yeah, it's a little.
It's a little forward. But I mean, did you feel passion already? Do you think you already felt like, oh my gosh, she could be the one?
I mean, I don't know that I was. There was definitely sparks, I thought, and passion, but I wasn't like going, all right, I'm going to get her name tattooed on my arm. You know, it wasn't like that.
Eric, did you say I love you to her?
I mean, I thought about saying it. I didn't.
What?
I didn't actually
say it. Wait a minute. What do you mean you almost said I love you?
I can just tell, dude, he's in love, man. Are you ready? He's ready.
Wow.
He's ripe. He's ripe for the picking.
Yes, honey.
No, he didn't say it. I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
I
thought about it.
So, Jen, that now hearing that the fact that he was thinking about maybe saying I love you, would that have freaked you out a little bit?
I mean, I'm not going to be that creepy. All right.
No, you're sweet. It's so sweet. But
you have lines. They're just farther out than other people's lines.
Apparently.
Jen, let me ask you a real question here. Other than being a little forward and maybe thinking about too much and getting kind of being stage five clingish, what did you think about Eric? Other than that, was it good? Did you have good conversation? Did you have a little chemistry?
Does he hug well?
And all of that. He was very sweet, and I definitely would have gone out with him again. I just was kind of scared off.
Yeah.
I think this is cool because once you go through so many dates and they fail and you finally find one and you're like, yeah, then I could see you thinking about that stuff. I'm sure people get sick and tired of going through these dates. And then when they find one, they're like, okay, now I'm gonna start thinking about my life with them.
Yeah. I mean, you've been through so many that it gets to the point where like, all right, you get a good girl, then you have to be, you know, proactive, but not that proactive. Well, here's what we do on set.
There's a difference between thinking about it and verbalizing it immediately.
Right.
Oh, honey, no, I totally get you on that one.
That's why I didn't say the L word.
All right.
You just thought it.
You got to give him points for that. He kept his mouth shut on that one. Well, what we do on Second Date Update, Jen, if you want to try it back out, you already said you'd kind of be willing to. We'll send you somewhere out back in Madison. We'll pay for the entire thing. I'll take care of the entire bill. You and Eric can sit down, talk about other stuff, and see if this can go anywhere else. Let me tell you something. It's hard to find somebody these days, so it sounds like you guys are hitting on a lot of cylinders. So maybe it would be good to
listen, this date, I'll have commitment issues. I'll be like, I don't know if I want to do all this. If that's what you need.
He's willing to do reverse psychology. And play hard to get if you want. But it's up to you, Jen.
I would definitely be willing to go out with Eric again. I guess he understands how I felt about it, and I think I understand how he felt about it, so I don't see why we couldn't try it again.
I like his passion.
And maybe something in the future, maybe you'll have something, and then you can invite Kristen on to the wedding.
Yes. Marco's a DJ. Don't forget.
Now we're planning your wedding.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
I'll MC it. It's good. You can be the DJ.